I'm gonna show you.
You ugly little
rat. You can say what all you want. You can say, we gonna see when you're on the ground when I'm looking down over you.
And what you gonna say when you're on the floor?
We gonna see what happens.
We'll see.
We gonna see what happens.
And we'll see.
We gonna see what happens.
He's whispering in my ear right now. Okay. Go easy, go easy, go easy. He's really whispering to me. I love you, man. I love you, man. You're the champ. You're the champ. I'm talking to
you. You can't wait.
Yes, you are the champ. I know.
When you on the campus, boy, you're going to think about me when you're on the ground. And when you wake up in the hospital, you remember what happened. You're going to feel the power that I'm going to bring to you.
That's what
you
call
him, man. You're going to see what's happening. I love that I got a dancing partner with me. Because every time you move, I move. When you move, I
Tyson.
Move.
Just like that.
Tyson.
When you move,
I move. Just like that.
Tyson.
You're going to learn nothing just else.
Like
you're
that.
A bum. When I beat you, I'm going to get you a job. Hey. Carry my bags like you used to do.
I love it. It's going to be a...
I'm gonna show you. Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Boxboys.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. As we did yesterday, we're covering what they're calling the biggest fight of this year, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, New York City press conference. It was live, and we're going to give you our review, our thoughts. Was Wilder rattled? Definitely sounds like a UK word, right? Was he rattled? Or did Tyson Fury get a New York City win? Is it 2-0? 1-1? How do you see this press tour going? Los Angeles being the final stop. Let's get your scorecard. Who's up on the press tour? Who has won or taken over the press tour? That's exactly what we want. Not only from our co-hosts, but from our listeners and our commenters in YouTube over at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. So head on over there to chat a little bit with us, or you can call in the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You can also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. We're going to get this thing started and head out to our many panelists in the UK.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have me company in Brazil, whoever else is in America too, all of it.
BoxingVoice.com.
There's only one Tyson Fury.
Welcome back, everybody. Another edition of Boxing Voice. I've seen a lot of comments, people saying, is this real? Is it real beef? Is it good selling? You know that, but we'll chop it up. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that Tyson Fury over in the UK got it up 2-0 on the scorecards for the press conferences, and we'll discuss it, and I'll give my reasons why. But yeah, whether you think this is real or not, I think there's a good job happening, and I've seen a lot of tweets, people saying, oh, I can't wait to see this fight. I can't wait. So it's doing the job. Whatever you think about it, it's doing the job. But let's head over to Mike and see what Mike's got to say.
Deontay Wilder was capable of, and I think I proved that tonight, man. I don't want nobody to doubt me no more. Come with me, ride with me, slide with me, hide with me, whatever we gotta do, baby.
You wanna be king, gotta claim that shit. I'm talking about off with they heads. When you put on a mink, gotta creep down the stairs. When you come from the country, your feet on the stakes, I make clothes out of beds. I ain't playing no games.
This guy just stole all my mojo. Oh my God, I sent you the right one, but okay. Yo, I think they are listening to the podcast. You know, we got Fury on the Breakfast Club, which I said he should be on there months ago. You got Fury and Wilder doing First Take, which I said that they should do months ago. Now, if it comes to fruition and they are somehow do the Joe Rogan podcast, now you gotta know, hey, give me some kind of, you know what I'm saying, credit, some kind of chips. Hey, can I do my intro? Can I put myself on the back before you say anything? Come on, bro. Goddamn, let me do something.
You know I'm ready to cut people off. I had a horrible day. I'm ready to take it out on everybody.
Well, hold on. But look, I ain't got a 2-0. I got a 1-1. I think yesterday Wilder had his day because the way he went off on Anthony Joshua, that's memorable. The way he put Fury was memorable. Fury didn't really do much yesterday that was memorable. But today, Fury was like straight G-Mo. When he got on the mic, it was just flowing off his motherfucking mouth like it was fucking butter, like water. So I think Fury got a 1-1 going into L.A., not 2-0. Go ahead, Nessa. I say you had a bad day. Take it out. Let's go. Okay, you want to smoke now, man. Now you want to smoke.
I'll say this, bro. Like, if they go to Joe Rogan, then we'll applaud you. We'll give you credit. But, like, First Take, when you said that, I said, bro, they're going to do that. They're going to do that.
Breakfast Club? Fury's not hip-hop. Fury's not hip-hop. You didn't say that.
Enrique said that, but I also said that they're going to do that. Name a PBC fighter that hasn't been on on Charlie Man the God's morning show. So if an opponent is fighting a PBC fighter, I don't find that far-fetched. I don't see that hard.
You ready to hate. I feel you.
I'm just, man. I'm bringing the real. That's all. I'm bringing the real. And the real is, yo, Fury can scream and holler.
Man.
He can scream and holler all the fuck he wants. Let him get an award for each press conference. Hopefully they're giving rings home because they ain't giving WBC titles. That's all you got to motherfucking know. And I'm glad Vegas got it real tight. Let them keep tightening it. Everybody get more excited because we're going to knock his head straight back to the Queen of England.
Okay, man, we all know that, but we're talking about the presentation, the build-up. I'm saying we're talking about the build-up right now. We ain't talking about the actual fight. The build-up has been worth my time and very, very entertaining, to say the least. I put a couple snapshots in the chat. One video got 43,000 press conference for Showtime. BT got 20,000. One clip on fucking Twitter got 75,000 views. So this shit is getting like really, really getting out there. People are talking about it. People are excited about it. And Fury has impressed a lot of people because on First Take, the lady was like, I didn't know you had a mouthpiece like that. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is.
Mike, the casual 2.0.
Not the casual, man. I'm excited for the buildup. Why you guys can't like separate the buildup from the actual fight?
I mean, look. I'm buying into the buildup, but I also see that the Fury's here to put on a show. Like, down to the way he's saying, I'm knocking you the fuck out. Like, he's taking that right out the McGregor book. You know what
I'm saying? But you give fighters shit, though. You be like, these fighters don't understand that it's a business, too. It's a presentation. But he understands that.
And I do. And that's all good. It's all good. But what you think? What's good for the goose and good for the gander? Just because he's doing what I tell other fighters that don't do nothing but scream about wanting to be popular doesn't mean I don't get to ridicule him trying to be popular, especially going to knockout, right? All this, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. I'm going to knock you spark out. Like, stop lying. I wish
I had 19 knockouts, man. It ain't that far-fetched. You got 19 of them.
Let's not forget he had the...
Oh, my God. Yo, did you hear him, Rob? I mean... He said he got 19.
OMG, I am so excited.
Hey, man, look here, man. I'm talking to Mike today, goddamn it. Go here, Robbie.
Now, look, let's not forget, this is typical, straight out of the Tyson Fury playbook. This is what he does, right? He does it at every press conference. He talks shit on every video. He does it all over his Instagram. He does it on his Twitter. He does it everywhere, right? Now, the thing is, is he talking himself into a complete and utter ass whooping? Maybe he fucking is. I ain't saying it's a good idea, but he is selling pay-per-views, and this is supposed to be Wilder's big moment. This is making him come across to the, you know, the big money, the pay-per-view star and things like that. So I think in some regards, either Wilder's sitting back and letting him do it for him, or is he not doing enough himself? Personally, I think Fury's proving a bit of a big personality and not letting Wilder get any kind of...
Okay, he got all you Brits excited.
Hey, man, real quick, we got a super chat from Jack Kilsby. Big up the 10 Wilder fans that showed up. Laughing emoji. This guy, known to hate.
There was no one singing for Wilder, no.
Yet there was people barricaded away. The whole thing was fucking full. You guys are terrible.
You guys are horrible, man.
Listen. I've done a bit of a bigger clip. Oh, singing.
You can't even make out Tyson Fury clearly. Get out of here.
I love you, Jimbo! Baby!
Yo, listen. This is what we wanted, and yeah. I'm glad that Fury is selling his countrymen. Every day I see more and more comments how Fury's going to outbox him. Today it was announced that the betting line is getting tighter. I'm excited because it's what I told you. Fury is a dangerous fight. He's a dangerous fight. He can definitely stay away from Deontay Wilder. And I'm only going to say this. Remember, I went this far, right? He can only stay away from Deontay Wilder, or he can definitely stay away from Deontay Wilder longer than Eric Molina.
Hey, hey man. I know. We talk about the press conference, the build up. Why you talk about this man receiving an ass whooping already? You know what I'm saying? What's up with you today, bro? What's going on, man? Talk to me, man. I don't know what you mean.
I mean, isn't the whole purpose of this build up to see who's gonna fight?
I think, to me, in my mind,
the whole
purpose of the build up is to draw interest for the fight, not necessarily predict the fight. Like,
Go ahead, Mike, take the floor. How did Fury get you more excited?
Well, thank you very much. When I saw the fucking picture for the Breakfast Club, I was extremely excited.
With the presser, though?
Can I build up to it, though? Damn it.
I'm building up. Scooby snacks on the way there.
Yeah, you know, picking up like little crumbs back to the gingerbread house. You know how I go. But anyway, when I saw the picture on the Breakfast Club, I was very excited because I know Charlamagne got certain questions for him that may be, you know what I'm saying, prior into his personal life and maybe into his psyche. And when he was on the first take, I was very one thing that struck me was when the lady was like, I didn't know you had a mouthpiece like that. I didn't know you could talk that good. That tells me that she drew interest just by him talking. So she may be one of the casual fans that buys a fight. And
You walk the walk, Mr. Fury?
See, you talking about the fucking walk. We ain't talking about the walk now right now. We're talking about the build-up for the walk.
That's all the fucking count is the walk.
And then the press conference. Dude, Brian Custer was trying to get in so many times. Do you think Fury stopped and said anything? This motherfucker was like, Brian, hold up, Brian. I'm talking right now. Hold up, Ness. I'm talking right now. You feel me? That kind of shit.
Disrespectful, bro.
How he's being disrespectful?
We see it all day in the chat. Look at the way those Brits talk in the chat. Don't tell me he ain't disrespectful. Brian Custer is supposed to be the host of the press conference.
The moderator, yeah.
Right over him. He
got damn right. It ain't about him right now. It's about this motherfucking fight. It's about me, Wilder, and me, Fury. Fuck what he got to say. I don't want to hear Brian Custer talk. No disrespect to him.
Why he making a show? Because he fucking nervous. He nervous. It's too late.
If you're not nervous going into a fight, then something's wrong with you.
Let me tell you what you don't know, Mike. He done fucked up, right? And pulled out of fights with Vladimir.
Can't do that now.
He done fucked up, pulled out of multiple fights with David Haye. He's got that stigma. He smell of a guy that pulls out. So right now, he knows he can't pull out.
He can't pull out right now.
He is so fucking mad. He's like, fuck, my ace in the hole is done. It's over. If I pull out now, my country turns their back on me. Boxing turns their back on me. I'm done. I'm going to die in that ring today.
Maybe that's what he needs to rise to that occasion.
Taking off his
kind of pressure.
He's pacing. He's yelling. He's trying to rap. All things that are not him. because he's nervous.
What you mean? That's not him. Have you seen this fucking IG? This is what Tyson Fury does all the fucking time. What do you mean? It's not him.
Yeah, we all know he loves to talk.
Nah, he fucking raps. He
all knows he loves
to
talk.
Car. Come on, bro. He's got everyone being disrespectful.
He's got everyone rattled.
I want to see how disrespectful he is when them punches coming his way.
He gonna get his ass knocked out, but I ain't talking. I know he gonna lose. Like, you know he gonna lose, but goddamn it, we talking about the build-up right now. We ain't talking about the fight.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You can't talk about the build-up without talking about the fight, because he getting people souped up. You know, he got them already buying tickets. FYI, I already bought my flight. I'll be there.
He's doing his job then.
He got them all excited, and everybody going to be sad. I land on Tuesday, FYI. You know, we won't get there for the fight of arrivals and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yes, don't you want this, though? Don't you want everyone buying it? Don't you want Wilder to get these pay-per-view numbers?
Yeah, but why are you and Mike giving Tyson Fury so much fucking credit, acting like just because
it's entertainment? That's why. It's
because he did a little dancing shuffle on stage, he sold pay-per-views. You're already giving him, oh, he sold.
We're not saying so many pay-per-views. He's drawing interest.
He's doing such a wonderful job.
Interest, man. You ain't doing a good job.
We don't even know what it translates to. Stop acting like we know that it automatically translates to pay-per-view buys.
We don't, but it's drawing interest.
Why bother with
the words you guys are using?
Don't even bother with a free city press tour then. Save the money and just give it the fighters.
Thank you.
Hey, I mean, we see how that worked out for Canelo.
And they are on main stream media. Not no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, but they are on mainstream media. Breakfast Club, the number one motherfucking morning show in the fucking... probably the world, because this is probably the most interesting show. First take, number one sports morning show. Come on, Nez. What the fuck you talking about, bro?
How many pay-per-view buys?
I don't know what you talking about. I'm trying to let you talk without cutting you off. What the fuck does the morning show got to do with anything we talking about?
They're mainstream. People see it. So by them being on there, maybe draws more interest
maybe
to the fight.
Using a key word, maybe. You know, a few seconds ago, you guys were saying that everything fucking Fury was doing was selling pay-per-views. We don't know that.
Who said anything? I didn't say that. Well, those words didn't come out of my mouth.
The Brit.
How many pay-per-view buys did Mayweather McGregor do? Now, I know they've got maybe different fan bases, but it's basically the same press conferences.
Totally different fight.
Yeah, but listen to me before you get all fucking antsy, Nez. I don't know why Fury's got in your head as well. But
Fury's in my head. Yeah, Fury's in my head. He could talk the talk. Can he walk the walk?
You're getting all salty. We're trying to do a show and you're getting all angry and shit. Calm down. It's all good.
Who's angry? Maybe you guys are too sensitive.
You're like, he ain't done shit. How do we know he's so fucking...
Well, it's true. Am I saying a lie? How
do you let him get on your skin, Robbie?
But am I saying
you talking
a lie?
About shit?
Am I lying?
Yeah, you lying, goddammit. I object. Objection.
Objection? How do we know?
I don't know, bro. I seen it on a court show one day. I thought I would say it.
Should we not just get them to sit down nicely at a thing and go, so what are you going to do in the fight? Oh, I'm going to try and win the fight. Yeah, what about you, Deontay? Oh, I'm going to knock him out. Oh, that's really interesting.
Well, I don't know. The purpose of this show is to determine which fighter stole the show in terms of New York City press conference. And
are you arguing against Fury stealing the show?
We're debating which fighter stole the show and then automatically equating that into alleged pay-per-view buys, well, then, yes, I have to argue, you know.
Hey, man, the whole chat saying, man, you losing, bro.
I don't care
why you are here.
The chat is in the chat for a fucking reason. Let him be.
Why you are here, man. It's the public opinion, all right? The public opinion. You go now. When it suits you, you do reference the chat. So I'm just saying.
So reference them. It don't matter. The chat. Yo, listen.
They are the consumers.
They're never gonna like me.
But they are the consumers, so they're saying by you losing that us being right is drawing interest to the fight and for more potential pay-per-view
bullshit,
buys.
Bullshit. They just want you to win.
It's bullshit. Why are they even doing a fucking tour then?
They want you to win because I'm saying Fury's antics don't automatically translate to pay-per-view buys. FYI, since we're talking about pay-per-view buys, let's just move on with that ridiculous subject. Did anyone see Espinoza's interview? I did not watch the interview, but definitely watched the headline. I read the headline, rather. And it said that Espinoza is comfortable. He's happy with 400 pay-per-view buys on this fight. We were not excited. I mean, We were not expecting that. I thought, you know, these guys had to cover a whole bunch more. If the network only wants 400, that's good. Now, I'll tell you what. It's about 200 more. Or 175 more than what I initially expected. Remember, I was saying, like, I wanted to do big numbers, but I thought that the 225 mark where Marquez and Bradley and a bunch of other guys kind of fell would have been good. But 400, what's your thoughts on the number 400?
Depending on the price point.
About 2.1 million less than Wilder's thinking.
Yeah, depending on the price point, I think 400 could be good or bad, depending on the price point. If it's at $90 like you think this, then yeah, 400 is good.
Wilder did an interview saying he thinks it's $90?
No, you said, remember, we had an argument because I thought it would be like 59, but you were like, it's probably going to be like 100.
I mean, yo, Canelo opened that market up. Listen, Canelo opened that market up. Mayweather already had it at 100. I don't know.
So Anthony Joshua is like 25. So if their price point is 75, then that means 400 is better than Joshua, because Joshua would equate to about 300,000 in the States if you translate it over.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're selling this as the biggest heavyweight fight in American soil for 20 years. And 400 is acceptable. I don't agree with that myself.
I don't agree with it either.
I'm never too great with these numbers. You know, you hear these big fights doing a million and stuff, and we're being told. Remember,
he could just be thinking like covering like the safe zone. You know what I mean? Everybody has a safe zone. If they make back the money they spent, I don't know, things like that.
Okay, so 400 is probably his low point.
Yeah, I think so. I think 400 is like his bottom line. Like, damn, I hope we at least get that 400. 400 covers XYZ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know.
You used to say like the magic number was 225 or something like that, didn't you?
I thought because remember 170, 190, no good. But I remember Marquez Bradley 225, no bad headlines.
You've got to try and equate this, I guess. We know Wilder does in the region of a million just on normal Showtime, whether it's 800 or something, 900 or a million or something. So I don't know if he's.
I remember what I said though.
Suddenly 400 when you're charging people for it. Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you say, from a business standpoint, if Espinoza's saying 400 is good for us, you know, I'm comfortable with that. That's obviously comfortable, as in that's covering what we've got and it's making a little bit extra. And maybe it's covering like the fighter's money and things like that. So that's what I'm comfortable at. So, you know, maybe it is good, but I think as far as a number, not money-wise, but number, I think they should be, the way they're trying to sell it, if it should be bigger numbers than 400,000.
It might be like 800.
Still both guys' first pay-per-view in the States, so, you know.
Heavyweights though, bro.
You gotta put them with everyone else who did their first pay-per-view. Crawford, Gennady, Lemieux.
I bet I hope they do more than 50,000.
But you gotta put a little bump on it though, bro. You gotta put a little bump.
Kovalev. What?
Got to put a little extra on it, though, because they're heavyweights. Heavyweights draw a...
You got to expect a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I think he's saying 400, where I thought 225 was a safe number, because welterweights, they do 225, those guys are happy. You know, there's no complaints. So
I'm thinking 800,000 is great. That's what the number that they should be shooting for.
800,000 is fucking... 800,000, it might as well be a million. Like, that's great for them, especially
that's what I think the
first one.
If they keep on this promotional track and trail, I think they can push it to 600,000, 800,000.
Well, I wanted to actually interject with another segue topic, kind of Eddie Hearn. He and I were talking, and it was obviously his Boston show, and he was saying, you know, that he's going to show the U.S. promoters how to promote, that you can't just come and do a press conference in Boston, you know, and then expect to come back on Fight Week and have the place sold out. That you got to come back and pound the pavement, make sure that arena sells out. Don't just show up the week of the fight and the day of the press conference. So do we think that this buildup takes a massive dip after Wednesday and we don't see anything until fight week.
I thought you said something about all access, right?
Doing all access, right?
Well, and during the press conference, Stephen Espinoza took to the podium and he did say that all access for Showtime, for Fury Wilder, they're going to have, I believe, a four-part series. It has already started recording. And he also said that there's going to be daily episodes on fight week.
And I think he said the first one is going to be November 17th. So maybe
say the first would be November 17th.
And also, I've seen a picture of like a BT Sport behind the gloves, kind of. Well, not behind the glove, but like the gloves are off, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, like they were across from the table from each other. So that's another.
What is the equivalent name of that, Rob, out there for Box Nation or BT Sport?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know what they call that on Box Nation. I normally only see the Sky Sports ones, with Johnny Nelson. But
the only one that I seen was with Tank Davis, Floyd Mayweather, and the other guy.
Now, I know that we're bigger than toe to toe. Just taking shots at Fearon, but. Since Fearon called Wilder a caveman, do you think he takes it personal, or do we see Fury and Wilder on that show, or do we not because that's a Sky Sports show? And is it obviously too late since they've already left London?
I did see a reporter with a Sky Sports microphone. So go ahead, Robbie.
Fury said he's not coming back. He's now, that's it.
Yeah, he's in Big Bear.
He's not coming back to the UK from this tour. He's straight into going to be in camp. And I think he's flying back. It's his daughter's birthday and his wife's birthday at some point, and he'll have a couple of days here and there back here. But he's staying over from this visit. He tweeted the other day, if anyone can hook me up with a Shelby 150 or whatever the car is, DM me for I want to be cruising around California and shit. So
now.
I think take a little bit of a break from it and then hit the gym straight away. He's not coming back.
Before we move on, both of you guys answer that question as far as like, do you feel after Wednesday we see no more publicity for it? I know Mike mentioned all access. That's kind of a Showtime thing. Anything else?
I just want to touch on the Sky Sports real quick. Now, if they were smart.
Let me get that answer from Rob on that subject because you already said at least all access.
I hope that Showtime keep pushing this themselves, and I think we'll see stuff sporadically over on BT. They'll be pushing it. Obviously Fury will be active on his social media, I'd imagine, pushing it. And Frank Warren, whether he does it himself or not, I don't think so, but he is mega. Frank Warren's account is mega active now, putting stuff out. So I think I've always felt sometimes here I've got notifications on for all the different things just so I catch it straight as soon as it drops. And I just always feel there's a definite lack of push over on that side of the pond with you guys. I just feel suddenly fight week, we see a bit like, you know, quite a bit more about it. But in the build up, we don't. And over here, we see like, 10 weeks to go, 9 weeks to go, little promo videos, little Instagram posts, little thing. And it's always, I don't know, it's always sort of in your sort of on your feed or something. It's always there. So I hope, not that saying I hope people take a leaf out of Eddie's book. I'm not, you know, waving that flag right now, but just to do a bit more than I always seem to think that you guys do. So hopefully you'll get a big push and this fight can do good numbers.
Now, real quick, if Sky Sports was smart, they would cover the fight because that only draws more interest in a potential matchup with AJ down the line. So if they were smart and want to do good business and put a little pressure on Eddie Hearn and AJ, then they would follow this fight and they would cover it like every other boxing reporter will, like Dan Rayfield with ESPN, even though he's not a part of Showtime, he still is going to cover this fight.
Adam Smith said Sky Sports would be covering this in some, you know, whether it's Sky Sports News and things like that. They will be, you know, showing an interest. Not, it's a BT card. It's a, you know, we're not interested. We're not covering that. They're definitely, you know, they're essentially supposed to be a sports network, so they will be, you know, showing it some kind of attention.
Super chat from Kinsley Flame. Do you think the Staples Center will sell out Wednesday? And also, we got a super chat from Andre Diakonu. The The momentum is needed from PBC and Showtime. Americans drop the ball in between press conferences and fight week. PBC, please spend the marketing money right. Absolutely, Andre, absolutely. But yeah, do y'all think it sells out as soon as the tickets come on?
I am not sure about that. I mean, that's not an American thing. Triple G wasn't selling out, and he was a darling, right? And he was already a sellout. Like, we know he used to sell out, but he wasn't selling out in a day. Nah. So I don't expect this to sell out in a day. Plus, our tickets are not priced like UK tickets. You know what I mean? We got different. I think the lowest one Lou DiBella said was $75.
Yeah, $75.
So, like, you can't get that ticket in the UK. Like, they start at 25.
40 is the low one here. 40 pounds. So that's, I don't know,
about $47 here.
Not far off. It's not far off.
I'm pretty sure Eddie has some 25 pound tickets.
I never heard him say $25, bro.
Said dollars, Mike, but whatever.
What, 25 pounds, dollars, bro?
Rob today. I see you.
No, I ain't trying to tag team, but I ain't never heard. I'm just being honest with you. I ain't never heard Eddie Hearn say $25 ticket.
Damn. Andre Diakon, who goes to London all the time, he said 40 pounds.
Thank you. That's what we just said.
Nah, well, Rob actually said 40-something pounds.
40 pounds.
I said 40 pounds equivalates to about $47 here. That's what I said. Damn.
Look at Jack. No, you're lying, Ness.
What's going on with you today, man? What's up, man? What's up, man? You need me to sing some? I've seen some goddamn wax or something down there, bro.
What's up, bro? I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you know what I'm saying? The Grinch of that.
What you talking about?
The Grinch that stole boxing.
Everybody's excited about the talker. No one forced me to take this fight. I picked him because I feel he's an easy touch.
Oh, my God. Suddenly he's hating on his fucking boy's big fight. What's up with you? Cheer up, man. Listen, Tyson.
You're going to fucking Alabama next week, man. Cheer the fuck up.
I've got a soundbite for what Tyson Fury is doing right now.
It's your moment. This is it. As big as you're going to get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it.
He's doing a good job for your boy, Nez. If he don't do it, Wilder's not doing it. You know what I mean?
What you mean? Wilder's talking too. Hold on. Don't come with that bullshit now.
That's my thing.
Don't come with that bullshit now. Hold on.
All of a sudden, Tyson Fury has won both press conferences.
Yeah, hold on. I said yesterday Wilder won that one.
He half took off his jacket in the first one, and he took it all the way off in the second one. Man, get out of here, bro.
Hold on, Robbie. We will not tolerate no disrespect over here, goddammit. All right?
You're going to have to. the whole reason that Wilder shoved Fury, why is that? Because he got in Wilder.
He wanted to body spar. Come body spar. Yeah, he the fuck up.
You know why he shoved him? You know why he shoved him? Because he's trying to let him know, bruh, that fun and game shit is over. We fighting now. I'm transitioning. Where every day I'm transitioning. You see, it was no smiles. It was none of that funny shit.
What I tell you, man. What I tell you, bro, it takes time.
It's like a
werewolf.
Day by day.
I get you, but why did he shove him? Because Wilder got him off his seat and got him.
Nah, your man's is done, B.
Today, Wilder was rattled. He got in his head today.
I'm just glad there was finally an elite level UK fighter to step up.
Joshua didn't take the fight.
I'm just glad. Now, poor Fury has to be the example.
Damn. Like everything to do with his fight, Joshua's always in everyone.
Nah, I wasn't even going to go Joshua.
Oh, who else didn't take the fight?
Motherfucking Tony Bell, you called him out after his big David Haye won the first time.
He'll be on the sideline.
Like that word. Wow, he's too big.
Shit.
That pussy Derek Chisora. God damn him.
Nobody wants that work with fucking Wilder, bro.
All I know is I see Dillian White's little post.
Hater.
He's the number one hater.
The music at the end.
America didn't get a shot. But man, real quick though, man, WBC gotta stop doing this shit because we gotta do something about the Canelo show. Cause I don't like that shit, bro.
You got
a mandatory, goddamn it. Fight the fucking mandatory. I digress.
Yeah,
you digress.
Because I got the clip. Listen to the end of this. This is Dillian White's little post.
Go easy, go easy. He's really whispering me. I love you, man. You're the champ. I'm
trying to say, you can't wait. Champ, I know when you on the campus, boy, you're going to think about me when you on the ground. And when you wake up in the hospital, you remember what happened.
You're going to feel the power that I'm going to bring to you.
That's what you call the moon.
You're going to see what's happening. You see how I go smooth
I'm here.
I love that I got a dancing partner with me because every time you move, I move. When you move, I
Tyson.
Move.
Just like that.
Tyson. When you move,
I move. Just like that.
Just
like
that.
Just like that.
Rob, you just wasted like 30 seconds of my time. That shit was foot.
Get over it.
Super chat. You know what I'm saying? Big boy super chat too. Fans count. Fans counts don't win fights. Free or done.
Did you hear me?
Okay. Hell yeah, he done. Stick a fork in him. All I want is for it to be televised.
Oh my God.
Just let it be televised globally. Let Showtime put it on an app so AJ could be on a plane. He could be on a treadmill. Dillian White could be anywhere.
You talking about here on a plane, on a treadmill? What they got them flights at?
What you mean?
They got treadmill flights?
I said let it be streamed on an app, bro.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they were like running on treadmill. On a plane.
Whole sentences, bro. You missing whole sentences.
Talking in code, shit. I don't know the code.
Only code I'm talking. Only code I'm talking.
Bum squad, huh?
Language that Deontay Wilder is speaking, all right?
That's Transformer, y'all. He transformed. He getting the fight with, goddammit.
Let's go! Let's go! I'm ready!
That's right. I land Tuesday, UK. I'm ready.
I got to find my shit, man.
See me at LA. Hey, yo, what's up with Deontay? Yo, you seen that Deontay Cruz put in the chat, Rob? It was like, L.A. is legal.
Yeah. Oh. Going down it and you know in L.A.?
Bro, it's part of the culture now, bro. Like, the stigma the stigma on weed is gone, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
It's not legal when you get pulled over in L.A.
I will eat my shit.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
I live in 2018, not fucking 1942. Wherever I go, I smoke.
Yo, period. Bruh.
Yeah, the two.
That's all good. That's all good. Fury gonna be smoking too. From his boots, from all the fucking running.
Dancing around your boy. Listen. Dancing.
He's got no fans.
This is what you see with Fear.
Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Oh. Nobody even knows him in his own country.
Fear.
Oh, shit. He's got fans.
This is what you.
Yo, that's. Man,
tell me that shit wasn't entertaining, bro. Come on.
I, you know what I smell? Fear.
Oh, I thought you were gonna hit the soundbite.
I thought it would be perfect.
He ain't pussy.
He ain't pussy though. He ain't pussy.
He signed the contract. He ain't pussy, but I smell fear. That's what I smell.
I smell.
Like, yo, it's like he knows. It's like, oh shit, I really fucking signed for this one. Like, it's over. It's over now. December 1st is upon us. That's it.
Shit, look, I ain't saying it's a good idea. He's getting Wilder's fucking back up. He's getting him angry. He said, you know, when he started, there's only one Tyson Fury. And then Wilder was like, there's only one bronze bomber. And he said, shouldn't you be the gold bomber if you're that good? He said, but you're the bronze bomber. Because Wilder said once he can't remember the last time he lost. And yet he's the bronze bomber. Surely.
Doggy, but you see, the thing is that people take that out of context. You got to understand. I mean, the kid had like 19 fights and became a bronze medalist.
Went to the fucking Olympics, bro.
Yeah.
You got a super chat from my guy, Kaz.
Made out of IHOP, he got a bronze medalist. You know what I'm saying? Imagine he would have applied himself. Imagine he would have had the rich kid life, you know? Like Eddie Hearn with a silver spoon to him.
Joshua,
my guy, Kaz, man. All Fury needs to do is wear his pajamas and bring his favorite pillow and blanket to the ring.
That's fucking right. Night night.
Because
you could do all that ramen and all that shit. But at the end of the day, you got to fight. But look, I'm going to keep it real.
Finally.
At last.
I mean, I've always kept it real, right? You just cut me off. I was saying, like, he going to last longer than Eric Molina. He going to last longer than Gerald Washington and, you know, Areola, because those were lesser men, no disrespect to them. But that's about it.
Another super chat from SS Solo. Fans Counts don't win fights. Fury done. Oh, hold on. That's a different one.
He said night night.
Yeah, night night. Night night. But yep. Yeah, like Floyd said, the fans can't fight for you. Period.
Nope. So he could soup all the little Robs up and all the little Anthony Joshua's up this out there.
And bring over all them people from where you from? Belfast. I mean no Belfast.
Good. It ain't gonna do you no good but to have a whole bunch of crying Brits at the end of the 12th round.
You heard him. You heard him. Nobody buy it. Don't believe the hype. It's gonna be a bullshit fight over in one round. Don't even watch it. Don't even buy it.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just clearly stating put your money on Deontay Wilder.
Smart money. Yeah, unless you want to go fucking Deontay Wilder. Don't you want to go like Klitschko 6-1?
Don't believe the press conference buildup hype. That he's got it 2-0. Don't believe the Las Vegas betting line hype that it's tight because.
Listen, you can't knock out what you can't hit bomb.
He can't do none of that fancy shit with his torso.
I'm knocking you the fuck out, bomb.
And that was a lie.
We are Sparta!
And all the Spartans died at the end of the movie.
All but one. He ran back and got the other soldiers.
With one fucking eye. You know? Deontay going to take one eye before he run out the ring. He going to take one eye before he run out the ring. And it's that simple. Listen, we want to get some callers.
Bums.
Sure. We want to get some callers in here. You know the number to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. They call me biased. They say this is the Wilder voice. Well, I'm giving you a Skype number to actually call in from anywhere in the globe. Anywhere. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Make sure that you send a friend request. Without a friend request, you're not even going to be able to listen. So we got to be friends. And it's not that I want to have a whole bunch of friends. It's just the way Skype works. If you want to be part of the conversation, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Go to YouTube. Check the thumbnail for the spelling, but I'm going to help you anyway. Nestorgibbs. Mike, what's goody?
Hey, real quick, man. We got like almost 500 watching, man. Y'all got to do me a favor, man. Smash that goddamn thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. So if y'all do that, man, we'll come out with more and more and more content, man. Also, if you like what you're hearing, if you really, 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 really like what you're hearing, go over to Patreon/Boxing Voice and sign up, man. We got all kind of tiers, and we talk about some deep behind-the-scenes shit. And real quick, we got a super chat from Jack Kilsby. Wilder got verbally raped. Skinny ankles exposed. Okay.
Skinny ankles. Yo, comedians are funny. They just not fighters.
All right.
That's simple. You know what I'm saying? You could go with the funny man. What happened in that movie? Hey, Mike, what was that movie, the gangster movie? He was like, oh, I'm a funny man. I'll make you smile. Whoom, shot his fucking feet off for being funny, right? You want to call me a clown? Shoot him. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to let this guy be the clown. We'll shoot him at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Super chat from SS Solo. And Fury had diapers on. He shows that shit. Fury had diapers on.
Yeah. Wilder did say that. I'm trying to add you a Wally. I have no clue what's going on. Just give me a minute here. Here we go. We're gonna add you. We're gonna go out to the sponsors. We're gonna get this thing started.
Let's go!
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Mute yourself on Skype if I'm not talking to you, and I'm talking to you, Awali. Mute yourself. We're going out to Michael in the UK. Talk to me. You got a minute. Everybody got a minute unless you're fucking a phenomenal caller. You better dive, bob and weave and know how to knock a person out.
Just say Nez is salty and he'll answer you back.
Quick, yeah, I'm gonna agree with Nez 100%. Is 0-2 to Wilder. Yeah, I'm not impressed with this press conference at all. I'm not impressed with Tyson Fury's body language throughout this whole process.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Acting completely out of character, and watching him now over the last two things is maybe more convinced that Wilder's gonna beat him. I just can't see. I'm completely surprised how he's taking this whole press conference.
AJ Nethugger.
All this smoke and mirrors. I mean, behind the scenes, all powy powy, all powy powy. In his previous fights, it's not powy powy. He needs to get into the mindset of this guy's the enemy, you know. And
what the fuck is powy powy
right now? He's just thinking about selling the fight, money, 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 and not thinking about actually beating Deontay Wilder. So, and Wilder's thinking, yeah, carry on doing what you're doing, Because when it comes to September 1st, I'm going to knock your ass out. So I think that Wilder's winning this 2-0 in 2-0 so far. And, you know, and I'm not happy with it. I agree with you, Ness, all the way. I'm not happy, but you know, but it is what it is.
Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Michael in the UK, thank you for calling in. Mike, obviously he fucking rattled you, as the title says.
He rattled me?
He rattled you. Go ahead.
I was ad-libbing, man. You know, you know how I do. I fucking ad-lib. When they say something stupid, I'm like, what?
Look, I just think you're rattled. Let me go out to Brent.
Nobody got a bad opinion.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, hey, Mike, hold on. I don't get a minute, so don't say nothing. Hey, these guys look like they're hugging and kissing up there. I give Wilder the win. He's up 2-0 because he's kind of making it like a fight. Fury's doing a lot of playing around and everything. But let me ask you guys a question. What if Fury took a whole nother approach and went with Eddie Hearn? Would you guys give Joshua credit if he had a fault, Fury?
Don't bring Joshua into this shit, man. You can't ask me no question about Joshua. I don't want to answer. And you told me to be quiet, so I won't answer your question.
Yeah, because you know you're wrong. You guys are so hypocritical.
Not me.
Why do he want to sign with Eddie Hearn, though?
Hey, hold on. Hold on, brother. Let me answer. Don't bulk us all in. Remember, Joshua and Eddie tried to sign Fury. You didn't hear us complaining. Yeah. You can't find a title that says, oh, my God, Eddie's trying to sign Joshua for another easy fight. No.
Let's go back to what I said. I said if he had fought him after two pies. Eddie Hearn tried to sign him, and he wanted him to fight one pie, Tony Bellew, Dillian White, and then Joshua. You couldn't
listen to all Eddie Hearn in interviews, huh?
But listen, the problem is it ain't our fault. The way that Eddie Hearn says, and I'm sorry, you actually earned yourself about 40 extra seconds. So shout out to you, Brandon, for providing thought-invoking calls that rattle the co-host.
Oh, man, thought-invoking calls. What did he say that was
thought-invoking? Well, he rattled you. Look, he still got you agitated, right, Rob?
Yeah, I'm over here chilling, brother. Like, I'm over here, goddamn.
I don't know what is Rob doing.
I got a steak in the oven. You feel me?
I'm working. AJ on Twitter, he talking to AJ, this guy?
Yeah, we're tight. He said you're a bum. I'm just doing some work in the background. But what was the question? If while AJ was going to be fighting Fury next, would he get shit for it?
Yeah, if this was AJ signed up to fight Fury, would we be complaining and saying that it's like a handicap match?
Yeah, you would, yeah.
All right. There you have it. Rob said it, so it's true. We're going to go out to our new mastermind, Javier.
My guy.
In Alabama, talk to us.
Yeah.
40 extra seconds. You better give him 40 extra seconds.
For you niggas. Hey, Rob. Yeah, I've been waiting for your ass. Heard you been talking shit in the chat.
Always. Even in the chat. You're a mastermind. That should be a privilege. You should be in that mastermind.
I'll fuck him out in the fucking... Nah, I should be, but you know, Ness takes forever to do shit.
I'm Adam.
Hey, anyways, my nigga Mike, you sound like you're turning coat on us. I mean, I see you turning. Y'all niggas be turning on me.
How I'm turning coat, man? I'm talking about the press conference, not the fight.
It's Mike. He been hanging with Rob all day.
Did y'all not hear what I said? Wilder's going to win by knockout? I mean, did we not hear that?
So we give Tyson Fury props to stick over with Thomas and they kiss me. Hey, kiss
I'm
me.
Giving him props for entertaining me, for making that hour worth my damn.
No, I don't want to hear that shit.
I don't want to hear all these motherfuckers talk. I don't want to hear goddamn Steven or fucking Luda Bella or motherfucking the guy from the SSSR talk, all right? Say what now?
Nigga Mike won't let me talk. Okay. He said I got Mike emotional. Okay. Anyway, hey, man. Tyson Fury over here want to rub on Deontay and shit, come up some kids me and shit. Man, Tyson Fury on that bullshit, man. He don't even want to fight, man. He want to goddamn have a relationship. Nigga, we don't want no relationships over here. You can have a relationship with his right hand, his left hook, nigga. You going to sleep. I ain't got time for none of that bullshit. I'm tired of Fury. This nigga over here want to kiss. No, nobody want to kiss you, nigga. We ain't Safari, okay?
Nah, I like
nigga,
that, though.
No little boys over
I like. Let me tell you what I mean by that, nah. Right? Because when once he said, oh, I don't know whether to fight you or kiss you, Deontay was like, you kiss me?
Yeah, yeah.
The preview. He said, you're going to get a preview of what you're going to get on fight night. And he, you see Fury ain't motherfucking talk about kissing no fucking more because the games have stopped.
Yeah, Fury
the only clown is Fury. He's the only one want to make you laugh.
He got inside his head straight away. He knew he'd done him. He knew he cracked it.
No way.
Yeah, man. He fucking knew it. Look, he suddenly.
Javier, man, I'm disappointed in you, bro. I'm really disappointed in you, Javier. I thought entertainment value was supposed to be good in boxing. I thought we got mad when we didn't see certain fighters do certain things to help promote their fight. Tyson Fury is doing everything in his possible power to fucking promote this fight.
Javier, you got hella extra time, but you still get boomerang status. So hit number one to come back or hang up, call back in. We're going to keep the phone lines moving. We got Awale on Skype. Talk to me.
Awale.
Yeah, but you guys all sound shitty on Skype today. I don't know what's up.
Yo, listen. I want to talk to my boy, Rob. Rob.
Yeah.
Saying the sound bite. Damn, fucking pissed.
Hey, say again, Nez got salty with a soundbite. Say again.
Listen, keep playing them soundbites because Fury's gone over there and Wilder's playing his games like, I'm the baddest man on the planet. This guy, he's like, who the fuck is scared of you, you bum?
There's only one Tyson Fury.
Yo, Tyson Fury ain't scared of shit. He's going to get knocked out, whatever, so what. But at the end of the day, yes! Everybody knows who the number one heavyweight on the planet is, AJ, all day, every day. You guys play, keep playing.
Who the fuck is that guy?
See, man, you had me right there, bro. You had me up until AJ. Everything you was saying was fucking spot on. Hey, then you brought AJ in.
Right. You got it, though. It's about entertainment. It's about
thank you.
And Deontay Wilder is trying all that. I'm the baddest man. Take off your fucking glasses, then you're bum. Listen, yo, the whole thing is funny, man. Let it carry on being like that. What the fuck?
Cut it. We're going out to
that nigga Neff couldn't wait to cut that motherfucking call.
Holy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
What's good, people? Check this out.
Yeah.
Let me run through this shit right quick, you hear me? What's good? Let me run through this right quick. How you let somebody come to your country, call you a coward on national TV, and then do a whole bunch of interviews telling everybody how pussy you is, man? That's like letting somebody just walk in your fucking house, go in the bathroom, and just take a shit. You understand? We ain't heard nothing from AJ yet about this shit, man. He's not going to show up at the fight. He's not going to show up at the press conference, man. We already know what's going on. Man, these people are going to fight whoever they're going to fight, and then they know they got a guarantee of $50 million sitting in the bank. And by that time, it might be 60 or 70 million. Man, this Mayweather Pacquiao part two, man. I see what the fuck going on. Now, let's get to the press conference. Tyson Fury, he done wrote a check that his ass can't cash. He about to get a big-ass NSF fee, man. You done woke up a sleeping giant, man. The wrong thing to do is to piss this man off. He already coming to knock your ass out. You're not going to be able to dance, and you're not going to be able to throw face all night. Because you know what? You're not fighting a 42-year-old heavyweight champ no more. You understand? And he coming to knock your ass out. This fight ain't going number six. seven rounds, man. Broke my word. He's not going to be able to dance, and he's not going to be able to fucking feign his way through the whole fight, man. This dude, he done wrote a check his ass can't cash, man. That's my call.
NO, thanks for calling in. We're going back to the Skype machine. We got Hamza. Talk to me.
Yo, how's everyone doing? Hope you're well. Firstly, before I get into Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, I actually think Dillian White would have been a better fight for Fury. And the reason why that fight didn't happen was because Eddie Hearn didn't offer Deontay Wilder a percentage for that fight. Same reason as Joshua, because Deontay Wilder and Dillian White would have sold out Wembley Arena or the National Stadium easily, right? Easily they would have sold it out. And that would have been a massive fight in England. Whereas now, if Deontay Wilder beat Fury, everyone will say, look, Fury wasn't ready anyway. You know?
Now, you're going to say that.
A lot of people will say that.
You're going to say that.
I might say that, I might not say that, but forget about if I say that, but a lot of people will say that, you know, because
a lot of people being Hamza.
No, the fact of the matter is, he's, you know, he's come off, you know, 2 years.
You guys better get your shit together in that 1 minute that you got to talk. We going out to Troy in Baltimore.
Big up yourself, man. Big up yourself.
Mr. The fight ain't happening. Mr. Where's the venue?
You can't eat my time today.
Mr. Wilder, Mr. Wilder's fighting Dominic Brazil.
Don't eat my time up. You know you're giving me back
your
time.
I got the inside info. Wilder's fighting Dominic Brazil.
What I'm saying is comedy gold.
You still ain't even apologize to the listeners for that false information.
I don't owe the listeners to you a goddamn thing. But anyway, what I'm saying is this is comedy gold at its best. You know, you got Tyson Fury being himself, and you got Wilder over here acting like, you know, the tough guy is gonna cripple someone in front of their children. Yeah. But look, now you have a date, you have a venue, and you have an announcement.
Troy.
Now you have a damn fight. No. Now you have a damn
last
fight.
I checked, every now fucking Wilder opponent went to the hospital.
And last I checked, all of them are what? Exactly.
Damn, Troy, what's up, man? I ain't heard your voice in a long time, baby.
What's up with Troy? He's salty because he said this wasn't happening. He said Wilder was fighting. He said Wilder was fighting Brazil. He said Wilder was fighting Brazil.
He said Brazil then. You're right.
Listen.
Or did you mean Wilder was taking a trip to Brazil?
I only got a minute, right?
That's what he meant.
There y'all go. Listen, man, y'all got to stop living in the past and live for the present.
Nah, you got to apologize
for the
bullshit.
Live for the present.
Hey, Troy.
Hey.
Troy, Nez did just say Tyson Fury pulls out of all the fights, so it still might not happen, bro. Hang on to that.
You know, he's speaking some truth. He's actually speaking some truth.
Who is?
He's actually speaking
Who's
some
speaking
truth.
Who's speaking truth?
Englishman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
James Bond.
Anytime you hear negativity, anytime Troy hears negativity about the fight, that's when they speak in truth.
It's not. No. That's
clock's
that's,
ticking,
that's
Troy.
Fact.
Clock's ticking.
Yes, sir. That's fact. That's fact because he ate most of my time. But Fury has went to a press conference, talked, and then pulled out of a fight. I'm not saying it's going to happen here, but it has happened. Don't say that it won't happen.
We're living in the past, Troy. Why are you living in the past?
No.
Troy, love.
Thanks for calling in Baltimore, man.
We're going out to... he said thanks for calling in Baltimore. We're making a show, Javier knows. We're going out to Alexander Bully in the UK.
Yo, what's going on, man? Listen, I'm gonna say it straight up, man. Fuck the press conference, fuck the fight. This is a joke. Tyson Fury don't want to actually fight no one. He just wants a big paycheck. And it's so embarrassing that Deontay Wilder is taking this fight. It is absolutely horrendous. Yeah, you're going to knock him out. But this guy fought Pianetta before that. He was like 500 pounds just a year ago. He's struggling. And this guy, Deontay Wilder, want to duck credible opponents like Dillian White for for a bum fight, talking about he put everyone in hospital. Nigga, every opponent he fought, I'll put him in hospital. They have some tin cans, some bums, straight trash, 40 fights. Get the fuck out of here, man. This guy, Deontay Wilder, is a bum. He don't want no smoke with Dillian White. He only want the AJ paycheck, and I hope he don't get it because he's fighting Fury. He a bum. I'm out, man.
Bully, you're mad.
All of a sudden, you a boxer, huh? You'll knock out all the people, too. These guys are a trip, man. We're going out to our boomerang, Jay Hardcore. What up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I'm sitting here listening to all this, bro. And this goddamn press conferences have actually did what it's supposed to do. They got the fucking casual fans wild the hell up. I mean, they, you know, it's about selling to them, and they sold it to them. They're going to be talking at the water cooler tomorrow, and hopefully they buy the fucking fight. I'm going to tell you, Tyson Fury, I think basically right now this is going to be his, what is it called, his retirement check. So he's going to sell the shit out of this fight because when Wilder knock his ass out, he might shit himself. And it's going to be, he talks so much shit, he's going to be so embarrassed. He ain't gonna come back and fight no more. I think this would be his last goddamn fight. That's all my call is. Nice to hear from y'all fellas, man. You take it easy.
Jay,
my boxing junkies, brother. If y'all listening right now, man, smash that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Thank you so much.
Going out to Skype, we going to, I hope I got this right this time, finally, right? Ohio.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Ah, thank you so much for my theme music, man. Thank you, thank you. You got it right, man. Yo. Yo, that bully character, man, a joke, man. Time out, man. He fucked up my whole mindset from my call, but I'm going to get it all in 60 seconds. Yo, he's scared of Dylan White, but he just took care of Luis Ortiz. Shut the fuck up, man. Also, you want to talk about you scared of AJ? But AJ putting the dumbass hurdle of December the 1st in the fucking way. Shut the fuck up again. Let me get to the press conference. Press conference. Deontay Wilder's my guy, man. But it's painful listening to this motherfucker talk because he's not witty. I mean, I just wish, like, if somebody would just help him write down a couple little witty things, a couple little stats, I mean, it would do a lot better for the press conference because it's really making Fury try too hard to sell the fight. So, I just wish somebody would help Wilder out with a little snappy little comebacks just to make it bearable, man, because sometimes, like, his Wilderism be losing the fuck out of me, man. But another hot show. Thank you for my theme music. I'm out.
James, super chat. From Jack Kilsby. That's mad he went to the wrong battleship. That was a good one, right? That was a good one.
Oh, yo, USS Intrepid, dog. Know what I'm saying?
That's fucking great.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
We was about to throw Fury off of it, but we still wanted to fight. You feel me? We need this for something.
Back to the caller right quick, man. It's all natural for Wilder, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, yeah, you get too excited. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's why you love him so much, because he's real, he's raw, he's not scripted.
I got totally an image of Nez on the fucking ship with his tripod and no fucking there. Just
by himself and like, in the middle of the ocean by himself. Like, what? I thought we had a press conference today.
Way out at sea. Yeah.
Both just started leaving and shit.
Texting the pre-pro chat. What time's it start? What time?
It's over, Nez. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God. You guys are really having this laugh internally. No one in the show knows what I'm talking about. Look at Rob. That's
funny. A super chat saying Nez is mad because he was on the wrong battleship.
All right. Let's go out to... Damn. Did we just lose him?
We sure we lose, man. We'll find him. We're
grabbing Mississippi. What up?
Third Coast representative. What's up, baby?
Hey, when I move, you move.
Just what's like that. Hey,
what up, y'all?
What up?
What up, y'all? Hey, Fury is the worst type of nigga to beef with, man, because you can't out-talk the motherfucker. And if you ain't willing to break his jaw, you're going to lose every time. And Wilder, you know, he's not the best
at articulating for Southern people, because you know how it is, Mike. But yeah, man. But I enjoyed this shit.
Absolutely, my guy. Absolutely.
Like somebody ran over your puppy. Yeah, Ned's hating, acting like somebody ran over his puppy and shit. You enjoyed this shit too, Ned.
Nah, it was a lot of mistakes going on. Why was they standing for like 40 minutes till Brian Cuss was like, take a seat. And then Fury, like always, with the class clown, I've been on a plane 10 hours. I'm going to stand up. And all the lap dogs, ha, 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 ha. It's like, yeah. We're going to see everybody laughing in the ring. That's all.
It's funny that they only cut Wilder's microphone and left my Fury's hot though, right?
I mean, look, let them do what they could. They can't cut Wilder's arms off on the night of the fight. That's all that matters. They could cut anything until the fight night.
What, they spaghetti arms?
Mm-hmm. See how hard them spaghetti arms hit when they land, though.
Did he say in that interview?
Boomerang status, Javier.
Oh, okay.
Talk to us.
Yo, what's popping? I'm back. Hey, man. Look, Deontay needs to fuck all that trying to talk all proper using big ass words. We don't do that down here. He know we ain't do that down here.
Thank you, man.
Trying that shit. Just talk like a nigga. Fuck it. Just talk like a nigga. Ain't got time for all that. Trying to be proper. You a nigga. We niggas. We got to talk like we is. We going to have to talk our shit. Okay, Deontay? Fuck all that bullshit. If you listen to nigga, talk like a nigga. We ain't got time for all that proper shit, nigga.
Nigga, talk like you playing motherfucking 2K against a nigga. You feel me?
Exactly. Like, fuck it. Just speak your shit. Call him a nigga. I don't give a fuck. Call that to be a nigga. Fuck it. It's over with, baby. I don't give a fuck. We out here. Fuck it. Shit. He's Jiffy King. Fuck you, the nigga king. We in here, baby. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of this proper shit because he ain't proper, nigga. We can't be proper down here, man. We in Alabama. We can't be. It's in our blood. We got to be who we is, and he ain't being who he is when he talks. Nigga, we gotta be for real down here. We stand on something down here. Tyson Fury gotta get that ass whooping, and we need to tell him how we gonna do it.
Cut it.
If you can't
cut it.
Hey man, real quick, man. I wanted
a motherfucking look at this shit. I wanted to be there anyway, whatever. Off it.
Yeah, we at the 500 mark, man. So if y'all listening to my voice right now, man, smash that thumbs up button, baby. Helps with the visibility of the show. Go ahead, Ness. Take it away.
We going out to Alabama. Edward, talk to us.
Yeah. I see, like you said, I kind of see Tyson Fury being a little nervous, man. It's because I think he's used to people like, you know, these European losers. They're all emotional, getting affected by the shit talking, man. Wilder's from Alabama. I mean, we grow up getting thick skin, talking shit, getting in fights over dominoes. So all that, all those antics and stuff isn't going to piss him off or put him in a position where he can't win. And, you know, so that's why I see Tyson Fury again, maybe a little frustrated, because I don't see it affecting him. Like, Wilder's response to me is I'm looking at like one of my cousins at a barbecue. That's just how we get down. Let's go ahead and throw hands. But because there's money online, he's going to wait till the fight comes. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, hey, man, Mike, you my dude and stuff, but yeah, you was on some Captain Obvious shit because they do those same places lately, all the time. So, I mean.
Hold on. We ain't see Danny Garcia at the Breakfast Club. We saw Sean Porter. We didn't see fucking Errol Spence at the Breakfast Club before the fight, but we saw him there after the fight.
I'm just saying that it's not nothing original. Like, if you maybe even said Undisputed, since, you know, they just did the Fox deal, like, that would be something
that
original.
Be tomorrow, that'll be tomorrow. Undisputed. That'll be tomorrow, because Undisputed location is in L.A.
You know what I'm saying?
Undisputed location is in L.A., so that'll probably be tomorrow.
Don't get him all flustered.
Yeah. But like I said, that's what they've been doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's nothing different or anything like that.
Bro, how many times do you see boxers on First Take? Be real, man. Come on, man. You don't just see boxers.
Mayweather used to be there all the time. Pacquiao, Canelo.
The big names. Those are big names, though. We're talking about big names. You ain't talking about every fighter you see on fucking First Take.
Every fight that's been on pay-per-view, they're on First Take. But this is with Matt Kellerman.
Yeah, good point.
Edward got 2 minutes out of Mike.
It was a good point, though. Every pay-per-view that we have seen has been on First Take.
I'm trying to tell you. You acting like it's something new. Listen, ESPN did a 7-year deal. You think they only going to cover ESPN top-ranked boxing? No.
Nah,
I wasn't saying that, but it's refreshing, though. It's refreshing to see them on the mainstream media. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We going out to M Stacks. Talk to me. M Stacks on Skype.
You can hear me next?
Loud and clear.
What's going on? What's going on, people? Hey, man, I'm loving this build-up, man. This if you don't like this build-up, I mean, you can get the fuck out of here. You ain't no real boxing fan anyway. I mean, won't nobody talk about Joshua versus Povetkin before, during, or after that damn fight? Get the fuck out of here. If you hating on this fight, you don't need to be here. You want to discredit people's resumes or whatever? Look, somebody's biggest win was Klitschko coming off a 2-year layoff and a loss. So please stop it. Please. If you hating on this fight, just stop watching boxing. We don't need you. You're the problem why we get shit fights anyway, is because of y'all hating ass fans. This is a good build-up, good press conferences. It's just good, wholesome boxing back in the heavyweight division. And they're promoting the shit out of this fight as they should, both mainstream and underground. I mean, what y'all think?
Absolutely right, bro. Everything you said, absolutely agree 100%, 1,000% even. Fuck it.
I was talking about Povetkin and stuff like that, but you know,
the fuck out of here. We won't talk about no fucking Povetkin.
We done a live fight chat.
Nobody wants to talk about no Povetkin, man. Come on.
We done a lot of fight chat and we were talking about it. So
you never imagined Povetkin with all them belts, legitimately. You never thought in your head he would hold all those belts that Joshua got. Come on, let's be real.
You're talking about Povetkin right now.
What happened in that fight?
You want to talk about Povetkin?
I mean, you brought it up, Rob. I mean, shit, he just defending himself.
Cut it. Yo, hey, yo, M Stacks went too far. He gonna say you don't know what's gonna happen in this fight. Don't you fucking lie. You know Wilder knocking this dude.
Man, now, Ness, you've been on record now. Hold on, Ness. I gotta call y'all on this shit, bro. You've been on record. You said this could be dangerous fight.
So wait. You right. I've been on record.
Yes, sir.
Right. And maybe right. M Stacks is one of those guys that even back then felt that this was always a dangerous fight. But let's not change the narrative.
Nah.
Let's not change everything that he was saying or defending or rebuttaling in his call, which was, if you're here because you're discrediting resumes, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Which means there's a contingency of people that believe the resumes are valid talking point in this fight. Not only that, he also said, if you believe that, you know, Fury isn't like a viable opponent at the point, get out of here because someone else's biggest win is AJ coming. I mean, you know, Vlad coming off a 2-year, whatever. So the point is, you know, it's definitely talk worthy.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
But
dangerous fight. And now you're saying gonna knock him out easy.
No.
The narrative has been out there that it's not a dangerous fight, regardless of what we're saying, right? Because we're the Wilder voice. We're gonna say it's dangerous because we want this to be Wilder's best fight, allegedly. No.
The bookies are saying it though by their numbers, right? Yes.
No. Listen, I already gave that fact.
So I mean, what I'm saying is, shit. Maybe they know something that we don't know, but I don't think it's dangerous for Wilder, in my personal opinion. But Fury is a viable opponent. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. It's just they've got Wilder odds on favorite. So
what Sky Bet got him? What Sky got him at now?
Gotta convert it so you understand. Because
in the meantime, I'll get the J winner in New York City.
Yo, what's good, y'all? What's good? Man, oh man, I really can't wait to December 1st. This is gonna be amazing. I will say one thing though, man. I love Wilder. I really do. You know, American heavyweight, can't deny the greatness. But man, oh man, he's gonna learn something from this press conference. And that is, take your time. If you can't match wit, just match intensity. Because, unfortunately, Tyson Fury, when it comes to winning remarks, the dude is the king. So, I'll take the nigga king over the gypsy king. But in terms of press conferences, I hope that he learns, if he gets into the ring with somebody else who has the same kind of charisma as a Tyson Fury, and he can take a step back and learn from this one, Like, you know, if you can't match him, then if you can't match him with intensity, I mean, can't match him with the weight, just match intensity. Other than that, 41-0, 41-0, 41-0 with 40 knockouts.
Y'all
know what time it is.
Yeah, there. But, man, hey, we going to start some more shit. Match stats, fucking Nigga King, AJ Protectors. I mean, what's going on? The boxing was just create fucking acronyms and shit. Let's go.
For sure. We going out to Rafi in the UK.
Oh, my God. Rafi, what's up, big homie?
Yes, yes, yes.
There's
yes.
only one Deontay Wilder.
Only one Tyson Fury.
Yes, I feel for you, bro. I feel for you. I feel for you. I feel for you. Tyson Fury is mopping the floor with your boy. He's mopping the floor with poor Deontay Wilder. I actually felt sorry for Deontay watching him up there. Yesterday, it did a bit better today, but yesterday, that was pitiful, pitiful. Fury looked Wilder looked lost. He looked lost up there, no intensity. He looked shook and shocked. I felt sorry for him. Today, he did a bit better. He was shocked and stung from yesterday, and today he came with the intensity. They were fucking smooching up there, dancing, you know, came close to kissing up there. You know, I didn't know what they were going to fucking do next. But, please, 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 Ness, hook Wilder up with some kind of media training kind of organization. Yeah? So he can get his words out. So he can pronounce his words. So,
man, look here, bro. I ain't gonna let you motherfuckers talk about speech class. Goddamn it. I took speech class in motherfucking fourth grade. All right, look here. Sometimes people get overly excited and they stumble or stammer on their words. So sometimes shit happens, man. But the reason why Wilder is such a big personality and a big person because he's real and he's raw. That's why we fucking love him so much. So go on back home with that speech therapy and all that fucking, go find a fucking media training class, all that shit, all right?
Cut it. Well, tribulations, the trials and tribulations that he's been through, it gets him a little frustrated.
Black Caesar.
Absolutely right.
Nah, which ain't Black Caesar from Black Ink. It's just Black Caesar, talk to us. Black Caesar.
Yo, what's up, man?
What up?
Let's go.
Yo, what's... All right, cool. Hey, man, look, last time I called in, I called to speak on everybody that was... All the Wilder fans that got all nervous and they were starting to jump ship about the fight that happened last week with Povetkin and AJ. And it's starting to seem like after this press conference, they're starting to act like that again. And, like, I didn't come to ramble. I just want to say one thing. Bomb Squad!
Well, all right, Black
Sea. We are Sparta!
Well, thanks for calling in.
Very quick. Wilder is a minus 150 and Fury is a plus 120.
Damn, that is tight. Wow.
Super chat from Javier Deli. Something wrong with that caller. He sound like a freak.
He talking about Rafi. Rafi be possessed. But that's cool, man. He brings the pain when he's possessed. You know what I'm saying? It's like the little exorcist.
Take the fucking fight.
I'm telling you, man. Rafi might be that. Him and motherfucking N.O. Neck and neck. Neck and fucking neck.
Man. What's going on?
Yo, looks like we got a new caller in. I believe this is Phoenix, Arizona. Who we got here? 623-696. First time caller?
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
I just got a different number, but
who is it?
Can you hear me?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we hear you, man.
I hear you now, but what did you say?
Yeah. Fuck it, I'm gonna just go in swinging.
Yeah, but what's your name?
The first
name.
Oh, Jay.
Jay, go for it, Jay.
Jay. All right. First press conference. Deontay won just from the push. Because that push threw that motherfucker like 20 feet. And I know he felt the power. It was one hand, too. So he pushed his big ass across the stage. And pretty much as far as this fight that's coming up, or the fight that on December 1st, man, Fury is scared. All he think about is them last 2 years and them last two tomatoes he didn't have. And he know he going in there with the dude that had the best fight of his career against the hardest person in his career. So if y'all want to go off anything, go off their last performance. Let's act like we don't even know these boxers. Let's act like we don't know shit about them. Let's go back to their last performances. Let's judge it from there. You know what I'm saying? He get knocked the spark the fuck out, just like you said on stage. And I'm not talking about Wilder. Wilder is safe. Wilder know he's sitting pretty. That's why he getting so animated with him, because otherwise he wouldn't even play at all. He wouldn't play at all if he was real serious. He playing with him because he know he about to knock his ass out. And, you know, what's the name? Just here to collect a check. That looks like a person who's just here to collect a check. He know he about to lose. That's why he nervous, but he happy because he going to get the funds. That's why he can push himself through it. That's my call.
20 feet.
We got a super chat from Maurice McElroy. Fury going to sleep. Hashtag 501. Shout out to motherfucking Little Rock in the building.
Word. Listen, well, everyone interpret that differently for sure. We should have took some sort of tally to really see who won. Talk into the mic there, buddy. We can't hear anything.
I'm just looking, just telling it out once you knew.
Yeah, overall majority, Wilder was shook, Fury won.
Okay, so that means he didn't write anything down and he's just looking at an imaginary.
Hashtag fake news, man. Rob over that fucking line.
Rob didn't jot anything down.
You can't see through that shit?
He's just reading from his mind.
Yeah, come on, man.
He's reading his dreams, his fantasies of what he wants to come true.
And real quick, before we get out of here, again, I'm going to say it. If you're listening right now, smash that thumbs up button, man. We're trying to get bigger and bigger and motherfucking bigger so we can reach the whole fucking globe. You know what I'm talking about? Which we already do, but we're trying to cover more and more and more area. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Wilder he's on the way to the airport, man. So we're going to see him in Camp Life. Just gave us
I want to go out early and shit.
Date, so
is there a day like after the 20th that I'm saying that's available?
We'll talk after, but yeah, man. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Final thoughts. I think like one of the callers said, Wilder with the shove. And then today, definitely Wilder, because I think that the most serious point of the press conference came from Wilder, and we all understood, okay, Fury is here to make us laugh. Wilder is serious. While my co-host interprets that as Wilder being rattled, I interpret that as him checking the shit out of Fury. Like, bruh, you attempt to kiss me, and I'm going to fuck you up on this boat. And Fury interpreted that correctly. He translated that absolutely correctly, and that's why he did not talk about kissing Wilder no more, because he didn't want to kiss the pavement like Wilder said he would. So find me on Instagram and Twitter at NSGTO. Don't forget to hit that notification bell right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice to get the notifications anytime we go live, because we do this every day, all day.
Yeah, I see it differently. I think definitely today Wilder rattled Fury rattled Wilder up a little bit.
You got it right the first time.
He's deleted. I think he pushed him. Fury even had some support there cheering, and I don't know. I just feel like day one, Wilder seemed to hold himself a little better. And yeah, there was the shove, but why did he shove him? Because Fury got him out of his seat about the spar and got in his face and he pushed him off. So I don't see that as a win for Wilder. But yeah, today I think Fury stole the show. I think people are gonna be all excited, looking forward to tomorrow's one, see what if there's gonna be anything different. I'm sure it's gonna be more of the same. But yeah. Danny's going to be out there. Danny from TBV Ringwalk. Danny's going to be out there tomorrow, I believe. So, Danny, good luck. Make sure you get those interviews.
UK Rob TBV, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Yeah, today I totally got it 1-1. Today was Furious Day. Yesterday was Wilder's Day. You know what I'm saying? It was a serious point in the press conference where Wilder said, if you kiss me, you're going to be problems. But throughout the whole press conference, I just feel like Fury was more entertaining and kind of stole the show from Mr. Custard. And also, big shout out to my guy Danny out there covering the media footage for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I hope he gets some good content for all you boxing junkies out there. But you can follow me on Twitter at Cross2312 or on IG at Cross1911. We all know how this shit going to play out. Bomb squad all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
I'll tell you how it's going to play out.
Jab, 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 jab. Do an Ali shuffle. Touch the foot. Punch him in the mouth.
Like that.
Straight crickets.
The saddest thing in life is wasted talent.